Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic life coach, back with another dose of daily wisdom to level up your game. Ever feel like that giant to-do list is staring you down, mocking your every attempt at motivation? You know the feeling when you have a million things to get done, but all you want to do is binge-watch that new show everyone's raving about. Well, today we're tackling procrastination head-on, and trust me, I've been there. Truth is, we all struggle with motivation sometimes. It's not about willpower, it's about understanding the sneaky ways our minds can trip us up and learning some seriously effective stoic strategies to keep us on track. Think of this episode as your personal toolbox for conquering procrastination and unleashing that inner badass who knows hiding there, just waiting to be unleashed. Ready to turn those maybe later tasks into done and dusted? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination once and for all. Number 1. Recognize the beast. Don't beat yourself up over procrastinating. It happens to the best of us. The first step is acknowledging it when it strikes. Ask yourself, what's really going on here? Am I genuinely overwhelmed, or am I just afraid of failure? Being honest with yourself is crucial. You know those tasks that you keep pushing off because they feel intimidating? Maybe it's because they require a skill you haven't mastered yet, or maybe you fear criticism if things don't go perfectly. Once you pinpoint the root cause, you can start tackling it head on. Number 2. Break it down, baby. Ever heard the saying Rome wasn't built in a day? It's true. Massive tasks can feel paralyzing, so break them into smaller, more manageable chunks. Suddenly, that looming project doesn't seem so daunting anymore, right? Think of it like this. Instead of facing a 10-mile run, you're conquering 1-mile intervals. You can celebrate each milestone and build momentum along the way. Number 3. Time boxing is your new BFF. This means scheduling specific blocks of time for certain tasks. Treat these slots like appointments you wouldn't miss even if it's just 30 minutes. You'll be amazed at how much you can accomplish when you focus on one thing at a time without distractions. It's all about creating structure and holding yourself accountable. Number 4. Embrace the power of just start. The hardest part is often getting started. Once you take that first step, the momentum will usually carry you forward. Don't aim for perfection, just aim to get something done. Think of it like opening a jar of pickles. Sometimes you just gotta give it a good wiggle and push to get going. And finally, number 5. Reward yourself. Celebrate those wins, big or small. Treat yourself to something you enjoy after completing a task. It could be a cup of coffee, a walk in the park, or even just 5 minutes of guilt-free scrolling on social media. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and reinforces those good habits. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're staring at that overflowing inbox, feeling overwhelmed by all the emails. You think about tackling it later, but know it's going to be a beast. Sound familiar? This is where our stoic strategies come into play. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feelings of overwhelm, don't judge yourself. Then break down those emails into smaller chunks, maybe focus on just responding to urgent ones first, or dedicate 15 minutes to organizing your inbox. Then, reward yourself with a short break after each milestone. See? You're already making progress. Remember, folks, conquering procrastination isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up consistently and taking action, even when you don't feel like it. Embrace the journey, celebrate your wins, and keep striving for those daily victories. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build the community of unstoppable individuals. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep crushing those goals. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.